It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had some great conversations with our broadcast partners. We discussed everything from the weather to a Middle East war. You know, our broadcast partners are the best, and they keep us well informed on what's happening in our world. For example, we went to Washington, D.C. to talk with Ken Timmerman. He talked about the Saudis are ready to go nuclear, and Iran is ready for a war against the United States and Israel, which may well use nuclear weapons as well. Yoel Karen talked to us about what's happening on the Temple Mount, an update. There is a lot of concern about the fact that the Israeli officials, in particular the police on the Temple Mount, are not allowing the Jews to have access to their most sacred piece of real estate in all of creation, but they're very lenient with the Muslims, who are causing violent events to happen and would like to keep all the Jews off of the Temple Mount. A very important conversation with Rabbi Yoel Karen. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us a European Union update, and we talked about the tensions between the European Union and the Jewish State of Israel. And then I brought to these microphones Dr. John Whitcomb. Dr. Whitcomb wrote the book, and it's a classic in the Christian world, The Genesis Flood. He co-authored that book with Dr. Henry Morris, and they talked about the events before the flood, during the flood, and after the flood. He brought to our attention before the flood, that worldwide flood, it was a tropical paradise in our world. But then after the flood, Genesis chapter 8, Dr. Wickham talked about how God brought into existence weather through the seasons of the year. That's Genesis chapter 8, look it up. And of course, he tells us that God is not using in judgment the weather upon the earth today. It will be used in the future, but it will be a supernatural act. It's because of the fact that he brought the seasons into existence that we have the weather we have today. I talked with Jim Jr. He was just down at Louisiana Baptist University. Boy, when he called me after that visit, he was so excited about the partnership we're going to have with LBU. They have a global outreach of teaching people around the world. Dr. Neil Weaver, who is the president of LBU, recently into China. Unbelievable opportunity to reach millions of people in that part of the world, the Far East. This was a great conversation, and you want to get involved in our conference that's going to be held there at Louisiana Baptist University, February the 24th to the 28th. If you would like to re-listen to any of the conversations, or maybe you had to miss one, you'd like to listen to it for the first time, you go to our website, prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and be sure to tell a friend about the conversations. They may want to listen to them as well. I also had, by the way, a conversation in the broadcast today with David James. He was in the Philippines. We discussed how God has a plan that has run throughout the ages and will into eternity future as well. It was a very important conversation. Go to the website, listen to that one again as you have an opportunity to do it. You know, David will be teaching at the SOPLBU conference in Shreveport in the end of February. You know, I just want to take a moment right now as we conclude a look at the book to rehearse several of the thoughts about God's plan through the ages as it relates to the end times and how we should live in light of these truths. The next event on God's calendar of activities is the rapture of the church. Jesus will shout, the archangel will shout, the trumpet of God will sound, and those of us who know Christ as Lord and Savior will be caught up to meet Him in the air. After that, there's going to be a 7-year tribulation period, 7 years of judgment upon the earth. God is going to bring the earth and earth dwellers under submission so that He can give the kingdom to Jesus Christ. During that 7 years, there will be 21 judgments that will take place, 3 sets of judgments, 7 seals, 7 trumpet, and 7 vial judgments. And they're found in 16 chapters in the book of Revelation, chapters 4, verse 2 through 19, verse 10. These judgments will get progressively worse as they go through the seven-year period of time. There will also be two witnesses and 144,000 male virgin Jews that will be going forth preaching the gospel of the kingdom. There will be a great harvest of souls and evangelistic conference that has never been held on the earth the like. This is going to be a great time for people coming to know Christ, but it'll be a tough time in order to be able to sustain life. Well, this is a terrible time of judgment that we're looking at in these 16 chapters. There'll be a war in the heavenlies when all the evil angels led by Satan will be thrown out down upon the earth. In Revelation 17, it talks about a false church that will be headquartered in Rome, Italy. Revelation 18 talks about a false economy that will be set up. Those in the tribulation take the mark on their forehead or the back of their hand to identify that they can buy or sell from Satan and his merchants. That's Revelation chapter 18. You know, the last thing that Jesus does before he comes back to the earth, he destroys the literal city of Babylon, and then he steps down on the Mount of Olives in the city of Jerusalem. Following that, he has a period of time where he builds his temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. He goes to the Jezreel Valley. There the Battle of Armageddon takes place. He leaves there, goes to Petra, gathers in the Jews that have been protected in that last 3.5 years, comes back to Jerusalem, walks into the temple that he has built, and sets up the kingdom that God his Father is going to give him. That will be a 1,000-year kingdom upon this earth. That is exactly what's going to be taking place in the future, and that's where heaven will be. It moves from the third heaven, which will be evacuated, to the earth. Remember the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Well, that's God's plan, but what about how should we be living? We should be winning people to Jesus Christ. Jesus in 2 Peter 3:9 said, "I'm not willing that any should perish. I'm not slack concerning my promise, but I want people to come to know Christ." And verse 12 of chapter 3 of 2 Peter says, we can hasten that coming by leading people to Christ. Now, in order to be able to do that, we should live a pure, productive life. That's exactly what the Bible tells us. In Titus 2, lay aside ungodliness and worldly lust. Live soberly, godly, and righteously. So we see the plan. God has a plan. He has a prophecy he's given us explaining that plan. We must be pure and productive in light of that plan, because the next activity that is going to happen on this earth is the rapture of the church. And that rapture could happen at any moment. Indicative of what we've talked about on the broadcast today, it could be, in fact, today. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...